Thank you. Oh, miss, Mr. Brilliant isn't at his desk.
He's in the other office. He'll be back right away.
Look, Peter, this is perfect. I'll get little Andy's act ready while Mr. Brilliant is out of the room.
Good idea. He'll be surprised when he sits down at his desk and sees your aunt doing his act.
Okay. Little Andy is ready to begin. First, he'll stand up on his front feet on top of this little ball.
Amazing. Can he really do that?
Sure. And that's not all. He waves a flag with his hind feet at the same time.
Incredible. But I can't see what he's doing.
Oh, I almost forgot the magnifying glass. With the magnifying glass, you can see the whole thing and really enjoy his act.
Okay, where's the glass?
Let's see. It was here in the suitcase.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Brilliant. I'm John Miller. I'm here to show you the most amazing act in the world.
Marvelous. Show me what you have.
All right, take this magnifying
glass. Oh, there's an ant on my desk. I'll get him.
Oh, no.
There, I got it. Now, my friend, let's see this amazing act.
The Unknown Girl.
Hello, Charles.
How goes it, Henry?
Fine, thanks, but what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. I was thinking about what happened to me at Peter's party.
Oh, what happened?
I met the most beautiful girl in the world.
Really? What's her name?
Her name? Her name? I wish I knew.
You mean to tell me that you don't even know her name? How can that be?
I'm still not sure how it happened. You know how shy I am with girls. I guess I got flustered when I was with her.
Yes, I know you're shy when you're with girls.
Well, I finally managed to get up enough nerve to ask her to dance, but I couldn't say a word to her. Nothing came to me.
Meh, I would have thought of something to talk about.
When the music stopped, I was able to say a few words to her.
But you didn't ask her name?
I tried to. Listen to what we said to each other, and then maybe you can understand why I didn't get her name. Thank you very much for the dance.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it very much. But now I must go.
Oh, miss?
Yes?
Can I call you tomorrow?
Of course, if you want to.
Will you give me your phone number?
You can find it in the telephone directory.
Oh, of course, how stupid I am.
Now, I must go.
But, I don't know your name.
You can find my name in the telephone directory, too. Goodbye.
The Hunter and the Lion.
When I was in Africa last year, a man told me about an incredible experience. The conversation went something like this.
The other day, the most extraordinary thing happened to me.
I suppose that you professional hunters have interesting experiences every day.
I'm not a professional hunter. Quite the contrary. My sport is to shoot at fixed targets a great distance away.
Well, that seems like the best way to learn to shoot well.
But it didn't turn out to be. I've decided to quit hunting animals and go back to my own country. Well,